Coach, just your thoughts on today's result.
Tough result, right? Two moments, long throw, second ball, and a foul, wide free kick. And we got paid for it. So it's got to come on the road and find a way to be better and limit fouls. And what they're good at is numbers in the box and finding themselves around the ball. And we didn't handle it well, obviously, with the two moments today. But we move on, right? 4-1-1 in the conference, so we still control what we need to do.
Yeah, Coach, just walking through those two goals, obviously both offset pieces, both kind of looked like mistakes defensively on the header. The first one, just kind of a weird second header that kind of looked like, I think it was Quinn, center back in there, just kind of didn't really communicate on that second ball. And then obviously the second goal is Lumber just wide open for Fiedler in the box. What can you kind of attribute that kind of defensive mishap to?
Yeah, defensive mishap. We didn't defend the initial ball or the second ball and the first on their long throw, and we didn't defend our runners on the wide free kick, and then they result in two goals. Very, very simple. There's not much aside from that when it comes to set pieces, right? So we didn't defend those two, and those are two moments, and now you get paid.
Do you believe that set piece defending is something of a problem or deficiency that you might have to address going forward?
Deficiency addressing it? No, they probably had about 10 of them today, free kicks and I don't know, four corner kicks. So I think we address them on the whole, but you got to do better on those two, and that's on us.
Coach, so your first game dropped in the Patriot League, you guys had really created no chances apart from the Rosen's 1v1 against the keeper in the second half that kind of forced the really only save of the game. And then the shot that he kind of did when he beat two defenders to kind of trickle wide in the first half. So what was missing today offensively?
I guess you could say goals. You know, you don't score, it's hard to win games. So I don't know. You can control parts of the game in possession. You cannot control parts of the game in possession. You can send balls in from midfield that go out of bounds. You can take shots that aren't on target. You know, that's the game. So it's the first time we've lost in 9 games. So I guess we had zero offensive output today.
Did you feel like it was a lack of chance creation, or did you feel like it was just the final third, you know, that last pass, that last shot that was kind of lacking today?
Yeah, we didn't have any goals, so I don't know. There's a lot of factors that can contribute to that, right? But at the end of the day, fact's a fact. We didn't score any goals, and they had two, and that's part of the game, right? I don't know how many clear-cut chances they had either, right? We're not walking away with anything, but how can we get better? We're not walking away saying that we were, aside from losing the game and not good on the two moments, that we were poor. We're walking away saying, okay, we got to prepare for what's ahead, and we continue to control what's in our own hands, and that's the next game. So no need to worry about it. We'll regroup, and like I said, it's our first loss in 9 games. That's part of football. Everybody who's been around it has experienced loss before. people who haven't been around it don't understand that, right? And our group is comfortable and understands results and understands what's needed in performances, and we'll be ready for Tuesday now.
Yeah, Coach. Obviously, very rainy conditions out there in Lafayette, and obviously that's a grass field as well. And Nickerson, you play on the turf fields. You've had pretty good conditions for most of the year. You know, obviously that's a unusual conditions for them to play in this year. Do you think that had any effect on your team overall, or maybe your attacking output going forward? Those conditions and that grass field.
Yeah, listen. They play on grass. We played on grass. We put cleats on. They put cleats on. Is it more comfortable for them? Probably. It's our first time on grass, but that's not the reason of the result. But yeah, it was slick conditions, but everybody's got to deal with that. All 22 players on the field. And I don't look at it as something that is a reason why or why not. I look at it as it's just part of the playing field and the surface, and how can we move on, right? How can we be better prepared for the next time we're on grass, whether it's rainy or not, you know? But yeah, you could, ball bounces differently, ball skips, right? Ball leading by a foot might now trickle out of bounds or might trickle to the opposition. But again, I don't think that's why we lost the game today. But surely, yeah, it was probably good to play on grass for the first time because we're going to need to continue to do such.
Yeah, and then you just said there were a lot of factors that go into your, you know, offense not really producing as much as they had previously. Do you have any specific factors that you can name for me that you might have think contributed to that today?
No, I think they did a good job early on of being direct and putting pressure on us and finding themselves in, you know, that they can limit how you play by how they play. And so that was something I thought that they did a good job of. And now how can we continue to deal with such and then also put our foot on the game and definitely felt we put our foot in the game at times today. Maybe in previous games you find goals, and again, goals change games. Today we found ourselves for not creating chances and scoring goals, and hopefully we find goals moving forward. But no, we gotta go back and regroup, and we'll be good to go.
Coach, what are you looking to specifically improve in the game against Northeastern, which is an opponent that, although they have struggled this year overall, they have been a good road team?
Yeah, I don't know if we're looking at anything specific aside from having a 90-minute performance, right? And everything that entails, and entails a lot. It entails being good in your box defending. It entails being good in the final third. It entails being good in phase one on the build, and in the second phase, it entails winning your 50-50s. I mean, it encompasses everything. So I don't look at it as we're going to only specifically look at one thing, but how can we be good in all areas of the game? And that leads to a good start and a good 90-minute performance. And we got to regroup and do such. So hopefully that maybe this gives the guys a little bit of a change in mentality or wake up call. I don't think it's really needed, but maybe it does. But we'll be good. Yeah, Northeastern's a good team, a local derby, another local rivalry, and so we got to be prepared for such.
Yeah, Coach. After the Holy Cross win, the 3-0 win, you told me that your job is to keep your players humble. Do you believe that although you lost today, like this was a humbling result for you guys? And then like, how do you take that loss and kind of turn that into improvement going forward for your team as a coach?
Yeah. Sports always humbling, right? You know, I've always said it's sometimes easier when you're winning. And so, yeah, you drop a game and you know, whether we don't look beyond anything. Yeah. I think anytime you play the game, it can be humbling. And today, maybe is a little more humbling because it's our first loss in conference, but we take every day as that's what we need to do to prepare, and so we'll regroup, but we're still in a really good spot with a lot of football in front of us, and so I know our guys will be prepared and up for the challenge of what's ahead in our last little stretch here, specifically starting on Tuesday.
Coach, last question for me. Is there any positives that you took out of the game today that you'll be looking to carry forward?
Yeah, I mean, for 80 minutes of the game, there were zero goals, right, from a defensive standpoint. We defended corners. We dealt with physical play. We were able to, I thought, the second half, put our foot on the game and control, maybe possession, still have to find chances. But I think there's anytime you play, there's positives to take away. Just because we lost doesn't mean it's a bad game. How can we find ourselves in a 90-minute performance, maybe instead of an 80-minute performance moving forward? So I thought the 80 minutes, you come on the road against a good team, right? You know it's going to be tough. Every game's tough. So, I think we, for the majority of the game, handled it. And now you got to take that as a positive and continue to go.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Yeah, Coach. And then last for me, obviously now you're tied at the top of the Patriot League with Lafayette and Loyola Maryland. If you end up facing Lafayette again, maybe in the Patriot League tournament, what specifically can you take from this game to kind of help you guys maybe play better, maybe play a full 90-minute performance against them if you face them again down the road?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can prepare on video, but until you see it firsthand, you don't know how fast-paced it's going to be, how direct it's going to be, how physical it's going to be. And so I think if you look at this first time around, I think it gives the guys a really good taste of what to expect. I don't think either team would change much moving forward. I think that's a good base for us if we were to see them again. You know, I think you have a little more preparation aside from just the video. And I don't think it's dissimilar to years before. But again, when you haven't seen them all year, I mean, until you experience it firsthand, you're not going to know what to expect and what it's going to be like. And I think there's value in that from our group today.
All right. Thank you very much for your time, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.